Tim Conway Jr. is next.
Tom Likas Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. There's a brand new song out by one of my favorite artists, a guy I like to call Ludacris. Oh, nothing. Just have most of his CDs and tapes and albums. And anyway, he's written a song that's pretty controversial.
Controversial?
And I don't understand the crazy uproar about this song. The song's all about Barack Obama, all right? And if you've heard it, that's great. If you haven't heard it, you're going to hear it now. All right. It's about 2 minutes long. And some areas, it's tough to understand. So we'll go through the lyrics as well. But what's the controversy over this song? It's just a song that a guy wrote about Barack Obama. And people are going apes over it. Here's the song.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. On it like I just signed my record deal. Yeah, the best is here. The Bentley coupe paint is dripping wet. It got sex appeal. Never should have hated. You never should have doubted him. With a slot in the president's iPod, Obama shouted him. Said I handle my biz and I'm one of his favorite rappers. We'll give Luda a special pardon if I'm ever in the slammer. Better yet, put me in office. Make me your vice president. Hillary hated on you, so that bitch is irrelevant. Now Jesse talking slick and apologizing for what? If you said it, then you minute how you want it, had a gut, and all you other politicians trying to hate on my man. Watch us win majority vote in every state on my man. You can't stop what's about to happen. We about to make a history. The first black president is destined and it's meant to be. The threats ain't phasing us, the nooses or the jokes. Get off your ass, black people. It's time to get out and vote. Paint the White House black, and I'm sure that's got them terrified. McCain don't belong in any chair unless he's paralyzed. Yeah, I said it because Bush is mentally handicapped. Ball up all of his speeches and just throw them like candy wrap. Because what you talking, I hear nothing even relevant. And you the worst of all 43 presidents. Get out and vote or the end will be near. And the world is ready for change because Obama is here. Yeah. Because Obama is here. The world is ready for change because Obama is here. Yeah. Because Obama is here. Say the world is ready for change because Obama.
There you go, everybody. What is so offensive by it? You know, he's ripping Republicans. He's celebrating Obama. And yet Obama is even separating himself from the song, saying that he should be embarrassed by and shamed. He should be ashamed of himself for these lyrics. What is so bad about this song, folks? Here are the phone numbers. Why are so many people going apes over the song? 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's simply a song that a rapper wrote about Obama. And Obama, I believe, happens to be friends or has met Ludacris. And I guess they used to be friends. And now he's got like another thing he's got to come out and deny and say he's ashamed of it. And, you know, Ludacris should be ashamed of himself. It's a goddamn song, everybody. I mean, Christ almighty, everybody in this country is so, you know, uptight. First of all, you know, there's a millions of people out there who try to, you know, create controversy over small things like this. And it's simply just a song about Barack Obama. Why is everyone so apes over this? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The only problem that I think this song is going to cause Obama or Ludacris is you can't afford to piss off those Hillary Clinton voters. You need those guys and girls to get in the White House. And when you call her, well, let's see what he called her.
With a slot in the president's iPod, Obama shouted him, said I handle my biz and I'm one of his favorite rappers. We'll give Luda a special pardon if I'm ever in the slammer. Better yet, put me in office. Make me your vice president. Hillary hated on you, so that bitch is irrelevant.
All right, Hillary hated on you, so that bitch is irrelevant. That's the only thing that's going to cause him a little headache because he needs those Hillary Clinton votes.
And Hillary hated on you, so that bitch is irrelevant. Now Jesse talking slick and apologizing for what? If you said it, then you meant it. How you want it? Had a gut. And
all right. Now, wouldn't you agree that having, you know, Ludacris said you should make me your vice president. Wouldn't you agree that Ludacris as vice president would be really interesting? I mean, you know, there's enough guys surrounding Obama that he's not going to make, you know, radically poor choices. And if he does, he does. You know, there's a couple other guys in office who've made some bad choices as well. But Ludacris is vice president. Now, that's what he should have said. He should have, when Ludacris wrote this song, Obama should have said, you know, I never thought about it. But after listening to this song, hey, Ludacris as vice president may not be a bad idea. I tell you, the world would think twice about ever effing with the United States if Ludacris was vice president. There'd be no more bombings of the World Trade Center. There'd be no more, you know, trying to kill Americans because this guy would be vice president.
All you other politicians trying to hate on my man. Why just win majority vote in every state on my man? You can't stop what's about to happen. We about to make a history. The first black president is destined and it's meant to be. The threats ain't phasing us. The nooses or the jokes. Get off your ass. Black people, it's time to get out and vote. Paint the White House black, and I'm sure that's got them terrified. McCain don't belong in any chair unless he's paralyzed.
Ah, boom. All right, Gary in Inglewood, you're on 97.1. How you doing?
How you doing?
All
How
right.
you doing?
What's the uproar over this song?
Man, I mean, to be honest, this is my first time hearing it. And earlier, I was on a trip out to Wild Rivers, and I heard some people talking about it on the Wendy Williams show, and they were talking down on it. And I was like, man, I have to listen to the song. When I heard it, I see nothing wrong with it.
I don't either. Who's Wendy Williams?
It was some lady. I think the it's K-Day on K-Day 93.5. Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I think that, again, if Ludacris became president, it would be more interesting than, and I'm a Republican, it would be more interesting than Dick Cheney as president.
Yeah, man, I really thought it was going to be something bad, but I actually like the song. It makes me want to get out there and vote. And it's just a nice, it's a good song. It's creative and it's
yeah. It is a little different than most rap songs I hear, especially the beginning of it here. Like,
yeah, okay.
I think it's pretty cool. Pat and Whittier, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm just hearing the song for the first time, and I'm not so much offended or anything by the words. I'm actually offended that somebody like Ludacris, who has a name and only on his name, can get a song that horrible on the radio. The rhythm was bad. The rhyming was just off meter. It's just a horrible song. I just can't believe that they actually just go, oh, it's Ludacris, put it on the radio. It just sucks.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of that going on. You have a lot of named guys who put out crappy music, and it gets on the radio, and then, of course, it gets all this attention like what you guys are putting on right now. And I'm not blaming you, of course, right. But it's just a bad song. God, yeah.
I actually think it's pretty good. But, you know, I'm not a huge fan of rap music, but I actually think that this song is pretty good. Let's talk to Vincent in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hello, Tim. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah. Thanks. You know, don't you think this song is a little bit racist? I mean, don't really think about it. If it was a Hispanic or if it was a Mexican talking about, I'm going to paint the house, the White House brown, or the, you know.
But that's what he does for a living.
Oh, you know, but
listen, you know, it's, I let me ask you a question. You know, Obama is about to select a vice president. He's looking at Tim Kaine, who's the governor of Virginia, I believe. Wouldn't it be more interesting if Ludacris was vice president than Tim Kaine? Wouldn't it be more interesting?
I think it probably would.
And wouldn't the world not F with us if a guy like Ludacris, God forbid anything happens to Obama who's impeached or he just, you know, quit, and Ludacris is president, who the Christ would F with the United States?
You may be right, but realistically, when you realistically think about it, I don't blame Obama for not wanting to endorse this. I mean, really think about it, all the lyrics, they didn't really rhyme. I listen to rap. They didn't really... Everything was really about the black thing, black Beck, black Smith.
Well, you know, the only problem I think he's going to run into, again, is the Hillary Clinton deal. Vince, we thank you for calling. When you got it, you can't piss off the Hillary Clinton crew because they will turn on you. But other than that, I think the song is actually pretty cool. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, this ludicrous song, brand new, a lot of controversy about it. I don't understand what the big deal is. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
I'm back on it like I just signed my record deal. Yeah, the best is here. The Bentley coupe paint is dripping wet. It got sex appeal. Never should have hated. You never should have doubted them. With a slot in the president's iPod, Obama shouted him. Said I handle my biz and I'm one of his favorite rappers. We'll give Luda a special pardon if I'm ever in the slammer. Better yet, put me in office. Make me your vice president. Hillary hated on you, so that bitch is irrelevant. Now Jesse talking slick and apologizing for what? If you said it, then you meant it. How you want it? Head of gut. And all you other politicians trying to hate on my man. Watch us win majority vote in every state on my man. You can't stop what's about to happen. We about to make history. The first black president is destined and it's meant to be. The threats ain't phasing us. The nooses or the jokes. Get off your ass. Black people, it's time to get out and vote. Paint the White House black, and I'm sure that's got them terrified. McCain don't belong in any chair unless he's paralyzed. Yeah, I said it because Bush is mentally handicapped. Ball up all of his speeches and just throw them like candy wrap. Because what you talking, I hear nothing even relevant. And you the worst of all 43 presidents. Get out and vote or the end will be near. And the world is ready for change because Obama is here. Yeah.
Tim Conway Jr. is next.
Tom Likas Show.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. A lot of controversy surrounding this here song that Ludacris has put out. And even Obama has gotten into into having to condemn it. On some level. It says, as Barack Obama has said, this is a spokesperson, as Barack Obama has said many, many times in the past, rap lyrics today too often are about materialism and degrading images, that he doesn't want his daughters or any children exposed to this kind of stuff. And then he goes on to say about this here song, this exact song, this song is not only outrageously offensive to Mrs. Clinton, Reverend Jackson, Mr. McCain and President Bush, it is offensive to all of us who are trying to raise our children with the values that we hold dear. While Ludacris is a talented individual, he should be ashamed of these lyrics. Isn't that a bit of an overreaction to this song? Let's talk to Danielle in Orange County on 97.1.
Hi, I think it's causing an uproar because Ludacris is supposed to be a respected rapper, and he's attacking not only Clinton supporters and giving the black community the confidence that Obama is going to win, which might cause his current white supporters to stick with race and swing their vote and vote McCain.
Well, but that's possible, but don't you think it also might motivate a lot of people who would otherwise wouldn't vote?
Not necessarily. I think a lot of people would rather not vote than to be a part of what's going on with the vicious attacks between Obama and McCain. With all the ads going on, you know, the controversy of the current ads that are out right now, this just adds on to it.
Yeah, but why does, I mean, you know, when Kanye West, you know, went after President Bush, a lot of people, you know, got like really pissed off about that, and it goes back and forth, and it's just a song. I mean, I don't understand why people just can't look past it. It's just a simple song.
Well, I like Ludacris, but this song kind of offended me as a listener.
Yeah, but I mean,
but I know it's all lyrics.
Yeah, it's fine. You'll get over it, baby. All right.
Thanks.
Okay, take care of yourself. Yeah, people have got to be they've got to stop being so uptight about this crap. All right. It's a song. It'll probably the next couple weeks go away. It's fun to listen to. I think it's a decent song. And I think that anytime you have a song that is reacted to by the presidential nominee or the future presidential nominee of the Democratic Party, as well as McCain, and I think you're doing something right. You know, you're getting people to listen and think. Who knows? Let's talk to Scott in Irvine. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how you doing?
Good. You know, I'm a 50-year-old white guy Republican, and I heard this song, and my thought is, if I could be Obama's spokesman, what I think Obama would want to say, should want to say is, hey, this is just a song, a rapper. I mean, what do you expect? It's a fun, creative song.
Yeah, but you're exactly right. And I'm a 45-year-old white Republican as well. And I think if Obama would have come out and said, guys, it's a rap song, we got bigger things to deal with here, let's move on, that it would all go away. But now he's got to come out and say he's ashamed of him.
Exactly.
And then you know what? When Obama does that, he loses a lot of the Ludacris fans. By saying,
absolutely,
wait a minute, he's ashamed of him. I got all this guy's CDs. The guy's always been a supporter of yours, and now he writes one song, and you're ashamed of the lyrics?
Maybe Ludus is a closet Republican.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems, it's again, the overreaction to the very minute problems in this country are unbelievable. It's like the guy out of Chicago, Illinois, where he wants to make a law that says you can't walk and text anymore. You know, that's a wild overreaction to maybe two guys a year getting killed while walking the street and texting. Those guys would have been killed anyway. They're not watching out for themselves.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll happen before they have the opportunity to reproduce, right? That's Darwinian.
And maybe
you're better off.
Maybe this will happen. A guy who's crossing the street texting gets hit by a driver who's texting, and they both vanish.
Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. Thanks, buddy. I got to thin out the herd here. Too many dopes walking around the streets of the United States here. All right. Let's talk to a Marvin in North Hollywood. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
I think it's irrelevant for Obama to even worry about it.
I know, but I don't understand why he's so quick to react to this song.
I got a question for you. Think when if he is president, what about if somebody from another country calls him, oh, you're dumb. What is he going to say then?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know. You got to just let it go. All right, let's talk to Will and Diamond Bar. You're on 97.1.
Hey, you big stud, you.
Hey.
What was Ludacris thinking? Is he a secret McCain supporter? Because who the heck is going to want to vote for Obama after listening to this song? It's just going to desensitize people.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Obama's overreaction was wrong. Obama should have said, gang, it's a song. And maybe, you know what, if you guys don't straighten up, I'll select him vice president. Then what do you do?
Yeah, but I think you have to think. The people that are going to vote for Obama are going to vote for Obama. So he's trying to go after the people that are against.
Yeah, maybe that'll work.
It'll work against the.
No, I don't think so. Maybe he'll motivate enough people that don't traditionally vote to get out and vote for him.
I know. I think what you're really saying is that the African-American voters out there that normally wouldn't care about voting are going to say, yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to support the first black president. We're going to get out there. We're going to vote.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No. That's what I'm saying. I think that's what you're thinking you're saying. But a previous caller was saying, well, what about the Caucasian people, Mexican people? You know, just the other day I was getting a haircut by an Asian lady, and she was asking me, well, so are you into politics? Who are you going to vote for? And I said, well, out of these two choices, out of worse and worse, I'm going to choose Obama. She said, oh, I never vote for him. He's black.
Happen. But there's a lot of people out there that wouldn't vote for somebody because they're white or somebody because they're Catholic or Jewish so that'll happen. But it would be more interesting to be, at least like in the Rose Garden. All right, there's a lot of press there and a lot of video of the White House. And, occasionally you look in the White House and you see they have, like Fox News on or CNN. But wouldn't it be great to hear this blasting out of the White House into the Rose Garden?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, gang, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Hopefully Cindy Margolis is coming in. Is that right? I think she'll be here. She's pretty reliable. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Good deal. Yeah, the best is here. The Bentley coupe paint is dripping wet. It got sex appeal. Never should have hated. You never should have doubted him. With a slot in the president's iPod, Obama shouted him. Said I handle my biz and I'm one of his favorite rappers. We'll give Luda a special pardon if I'm ever in the slammer. Better yet, put me in office.
Make me your vice president. Hillary hated on you, so that bitch is irrelevant. Now Jesse talking slick and apologizing for what? If you said it, then you meant it. How you want it? Had a gut. And all you other politicians trying to hate on my man. Watch us win majority vote in every state on my man. You can't stop what's about to happen. We about to make history. The first black president is destined and it's meant to be. The threats ain't phasing us. The nooses or the jokes. Get off your black people, it's time to get out and vote. Paint the White House black, and I'm sure that's got them terrified. McCain don't belong in any chair unless he's paralyzed.